Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. You're so peacefully asleep. Again, I'm so terribly sorry. I'll be your nurse for this overnight shift, okay? My name is Nomi. Can you tell me your name and date of birth, please? That's right. That's what matches what's on the chart. You're all good there. Alright, just for the chart's sake, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the absolute worst, like total agony, you want to die, and 1 being perfectly fine, how would you rate your current pain right now? Oh, good, good. That's not too bad then. Because according to your chart and what I've read from other nurses and heard from the doctor, when you first showed up, you were in really, really rough shape. So I'm glad to see and hear that you're starting to feel better. I prepped your pills. Your doctor wants you off the IV soon. I'm sorry, I was at a lecture earlier today and a lot of Q&As and, well, I was actually the one giving the lecture because I'm actually a senior nurse and I wound up just talking my head off and now my voice is a little cracked, but I'm sure you don't mind. One of the other patients down the hall said my voice like this was super soothing and relaxing. He really enjoyed it. He said it helped him feel better. He also said it kind of reminded him of his ex-wife. Not sure how I feel about that. Anyway, your pain scale's good. I think you're due to get this wrapping off your head. But before I take it off, would you like a nice little massage? I've been told it feels really good. I get asked for it pretty often when people have wraps around their heads. Because they say it's pretty lackluster to just feel the unwrapping. They want to feel the fabric too, as it caresses their skin. But I don't have to do that if you don't want me to. Just thought I'd offer it. Oh, you do want to feel it? Okay, I'll give you a little one. Like I said, most people like it. How did you like that? Like I said, most of my patients find this really soothing. All right, time to unwrap. There you go. That must feel so much better, doesn't it? I bet you can feel the cool air from the air conditioning and all the fans against your head now, too, right? Yeah, it'll cool you off pretty quick. I've been told it gets pretty hot under all those wraps. So you should cool off in a couple of minutes. Anyway, here, I got your pills laid out for you, and some water. Like I said, your doctor wants to wean you off the IV medicine, and wean you off the IV in general as soon as possible and get that thing out of you. So, expect to be popping more pills pretty soon. But you don't mind that, do you? Here's some water. Here, drink up. Wow, you must have been really thirsty. Next time, please ring me on your nurse call button, and I'll bring you extra water, okay? Alright, now for the part that some people think is fun and other people not so much. From your chart, it says you had a pretty nasty fall into the lake. When you slipped on an icy road and drove off it, and you were submerged for a pretty long time. And it just so happens that that lake is super polluted. So, the doctor wants to make sure the inside of your ears are super duper clean, so you don't risk any further possible infections. So I'm gonna clean your ears out for you. All right? Step one is the wet one, okay? I spray the, I guess you'd call it a Q-tip, but I prefer cotton swab. With some disinfecting stuff. It's got an alcohol base, I believe. There, that's not so bad, is it? And now to dry it off. There. That didn't feel so bad, did it? Yeah? It actually felt pretty good? Good, good. I'm glad. Yeah, you found it soothing and relaxing? Yeah, I bet your ears feel so much better now. Especially with all that gunk out of them. They really are dirty. I don't want to show you what got on the cotton swabs. Really, really icky stuff. But, I've seen worse. Anyway, I've unwrapped you, brought you your pills, cleaned out your ears, gave you some water, took down your basic stat info. Someone should be in shortly to get your vitals, like your blood pressure and temperature. That's a different nurse from me. And then the guy who draws blood should be here in about an hour or two to do a blood test, or not the blood test itself, but you know what I mean. Do a blood draw. There, that's what I meant to say. So yeah, I'm about done for now. I'm gonna go make my rounds and check in at the nurse's station. If you need me, just ring your nurse call button, okay? And be sure to ask for Nomi, because, well, that's me. I do hope you get to feeling better. It's so very unfortunate what happened to you. You get a lot of visitors, you know. But from what I've read on your chart, you're usually asleep when they're here. Which is a real shame. Well, anyway, I hope you get some good rest. Because I'm sure there's going to be more people wanting to come see you tomorrow, especially because you seem to be getting better and better. Well, at least you said you're feeling better, so that's good. And I bet you can hear better now, too. So yeah, get some good rest, and if you need me, just hit the call button. Alright. And if you don't need me, I'll be checking in on you in about 2.5 hours. Okay? Okay. See you later, and rest well.